Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. And you can find her stories, of course, in the paper and also at rap-am.com. We say good morning to Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Well, we had a busy,
we had quite a weekend.
What a weekend. For people that don't know, when stories break, you get them in bits and pieces, and it involves a lot of work. But I guess really the lead story, and I think, Ruth, one of the great things that has come out of this is that meeting that Maria Horn set up with all the representatives basically from our towns and the institutions that were affected. And then that night they came out with a joint statement. That is just amazing.
Yeah. I haven't seen the statement, I was pretty impressed that she got them all together. We're talking Geer, Hotchkiss, Region 1, all Sharon Hospital, all those who were affected by, well, we should backtrack a bit and say, you know, because of the outbreaks over last Friday and Saturday of COVID-19. But got them all together and discussed all the issues. It seemed to me what came out of it the most was the need to be transparent and communicate with the community.
Well, that's so interesting because when I spoke with several people on an individual basis, what I always set up was what we're looking for here is if this had happened in the absence of us covering it, there would be just so many rumors in the background. It would have been huge. Now it is a big bump in the road, but by being openly transparent about it and talking about it a lot, I think it settles the nerves a little,
right.
Keeps people informed, and also know that Hotchkiss, Geer Village, Region 1, the selectmen in the towns that are involved, the Sharon Hospital, they're all being as transparent, as forthcoming as they can be with all the HIPAA laws and everything like that. It should put the population at ease that they're concerned.
Exactly. Allay some fears and so the rumor mill doesn't start, because you and I both know, if people don't know, then the rumors start going and it's always worse than the reality. So, much better to put it out there and tell people what's going on. So we know that some students at Hotchkiss have tested positive. We all know. Also know that Geer had a surge, and up to that time, Geer had been there were no cases all through the spring and summer, and all of a sudden that happened. So they are monitoring and testing everybody there. And it's clear that it's at Geer Village at the lodge and not in the nursing home.
Yes.
We might make that clear. And as we say, we will, as long as they keep us informed, we will keep the public informed.
And we should say that for those that have people that live and residents at Geer Village, they are really they have locked down nice and tight. They keep the residents separate now, and because they did testing, they found out about this. And that's, I think, people look at testing the wrong way. Testing is for cases exactly like this. When you keep testing and you find out, oh my gosh, COVID has entered a certain portion in your building, that's where you use testing.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you shouldn't test because you're going to find that people have the disease is ridiculous. You have to test. And that, in turn, keeps the rest of the population safe and aware of what's happening.
And the staff at all these places as well. So a job well done by everybody, and for the selectmen also to be involved in this, the way Maria put it together. And it looks like now that I think they'll loosely be meeting and talking about this until this crisis is over, which is just another super big benefit of that meeting.
Good. That's great.
All right, with that being said.
Wow, and you and I were on it this weekend. And I've got to say, Marshall, it's nice to work together on that. It really helped.
Well, what's great, we also cross-reference and find out and get the story right from where it comes from, because
we have different sources sometimes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, we're also dealing with two big affordable housing projects that are before planning and zoning, both in Salisbury and Falls Village. The Falls Village one held its last session this past week, and now it goes to Planning and Zoning for deliberation. This is the one that's River Road Homes in the Lime Rock Station section, and the one in Salisbury is at Holly Block, and that next session is on November 9th. But as could be predicted, it's brought out a lot of controversy in both cases, and we know from the past that that always happens, and we will be again on that and covering it and keeping everybody aware of what's happening there.
Well, what's interesting in these different representations about what's going on. By the way, Planning and Zoning has their public hearing Wednesday. I think it's when's it coming up?
Thursday is the Falls Village Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Thursday is that meeting. That is coming up. Yeah. What's interesting is you get to see in Salisbury the building that they want to put up. What surprised me is the building is about the same size, just a little larger, of something that was there many, 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 many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I eventually think it's not a bad place to put it. I think they're going to have to scale it back a little bit because more people are more concerned about the parking and
the
intersection.
The parking and the traffic.
Than actually having the building there. I think they'd like it sized down a little bit. And in Falls Village, it'll be very interesting to see how Planning and Zoning handles it as well.
Two very different looking projects, but so interesting listening to the back and forth on these. We also had the opening of the new transfer station in Salisbury for Salisbury and Sharon. It's quite a state-of-the-art facility, and I think the opening went very smoothly, and there's greeters, as we said last week, at the gate to help people, and there are pamphlets, and Barbara Bettergall was there talking from track, talking about recycling. They are giving as much education and information as possible, and I think it's going to work out just fine. Have you seen it, Marshall?
I have not been up to it yet, but what I'm going to appreciate is the fact that when I drive by where the old things is, I don't have to worry anymore about cars falling out. I think the location of the new transfer site, I know it upsets some people, but I think with the entrance that they have, and it's a much safer place to go to get into and to get out of. And it's going to take people some time getting used to it.
Absolutely. There were some remarks. I really like the old place better. Well, I think give them a few months, and they will appreciate what is there, because it really is
they did a nice job. You know, it's two towns working together with not only state regulations but federal regulations.
Right, and garbage is a huge issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And Hotchkiss was nice enough to extend and go on with the lease. It's something that had to be done, and people will eventually get used to it.
And as I say, it's really sparkly, brand new, and very clearly marked, so you know exactly where to go, pretty much.
And what a view.
What a view. The view is unbelievable. I've got to get an award for the best view of a transfer station.
Really, honest to gosh.
So, looking ahead, we have tonight is the doubleheader in Falls Village.
Yep.
The Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen, that was put off because of the holiday last week. As we already mentioned, the Planning and Zoning in Falls Village is Thursday. And on Saturday, there is Canaan Community Cleanup Day from 9 to 11. Folks are asked to come out and come to Town Hall, get your bags, and go out and pick a road that really has litter and clean up the town. So I think that's a nice activity for the morning.
Absolutely. And, of course, we'll keep people on top of the story of COVID-19 as it moves on this week.
Develops, and as we look ahead, yes.
Ruth, I hope you have a calmer day today.
And I hope so.
We'll speak
to you.
Take care.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, Ruth, take
care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper and, of course, at rep-am.com on the web.